You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it just blows my mind when we have this back and forth. Should we eat vegetables? Should we not eat vegetables? Should we screen for ovarian cancer? Should we not screen for ovarian cancer? Well, now, one study has shown that eating fruits and vegetables 5 a day may do absolutely nothing for you. That it may be a waste of your fruit-filled time. Researchers at the University of East Anglia believe that the key may be in how people metabolize their flavonoids, so it may not help everybody. Some of us metabolize fruit and vegetables differently. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second, that makes sense, because if I eat vegetables, I fart. There we go. And then some of you say, well, wait a second, this is kind of similar to what Dr. Dahlia was talking about with salt and high blood pressure. You're right. Many of you, I don't yell at you to cut back your salt on, because that may not be why your blood pressure is high. Yeah, we should all probably eat less salt, absolutely. But it's not as crucial in some people than it is for others. So that kind of makes some sense. The problem is you got to be really, really careful. Because if I sit here and tell people it doesn't matter whether you eat fruits and vegetables or not, well, then some people can say, well, then why the hell am I doing that? Let me just go eat fast food. Okay, I could just eat steak 5 times a day, which does sound good. Doesn't that nice, juicy piece of steak? Yeah. So apparently researchers looked at 200 people, not the biggest study. And they looked at gender, age, bacteria, or genes, and how it affects individuals and the flavonoids, etc. So what they're going to do is they're going to look at that and they're going to see, okay, you know, who does it really matter for and why? Now, personally, I think we could all benefit, but there are certain things we have to be careful of with people. Like, for example, your diabetics. They have to be careful with a lot of the fruits they eat with the sugar, right? Then you have people who get a little allergy to your kiwi, to your cantaloupe. Some of them get this little allergy to those, right? You know, where your tongue starts to, you know, swell a little bit. So, you know, I agree. I mean, not all fruits and vegetables do the trick. Some of you having renal issues and potassium issues, you have to avoid some of the potassium in some of these foods. So I get that. I get that. So it's nice that somebody's going to be looking at that. Now, according to Mail Online, they say there's a new drug that could help shrink skin cancer. But the type of skin cancer they talk about is your basal cell carcinoma. Your basal cell carcinoma is one of your nice, cutesy little skin cancers. These things are a little pink, they're a little pearly, etc., and they rarely kill you. But it is. It's a very, very common form of skin cancer. For those of you that say, you know what, my doctor wants to take something off my face because he thinks it's skin cancer, you know, I've had it there forever, you know, but it's pink, it's probably that. Okay? Then you have the squamous cell carcinomas, which are a little bit more vicious. They're a little bit more flaky. They have flakes to it, placky, etc. And then you have the melanomas, which are dark and scary suckers, some of them even red. But anyway, apparently it's a prescription-only treatment that some of these people can get now in the UK. I don't know if it's available yet in America. That has been shown to shrink these basal cell carcinomas in 47% of the patients and avoid it from spreading. So that's pretty cool. Then another cool gadget that's out there is this tooth sensor that could fit onto dentures or braces that will help doctors track whether you are eating what you're supposed to. I mean, this is some scary stuff. Why not just wear a camera? It's a tiny gadget that could be embedded into a tooth that has a tiny motion sensor called the accelerometer. And I guess they could tell based on the way the jaw moves, if you're chewing, if you're smoking, if you're drinking, then it sends the data to a smartphone. The doctor downloads this data, look at if you are sticking to the diet or giving up smoking. Now, something like this, I know many of you are like, what? That's ridiculous. But some of you are going, wait a second here. That may actually really help me. If I think somebody is seeing what I'm eating or knowing what I'm eating, then I have to have more accountability. So if that's the case, this may actually help somebody with weight loss. Now, there's another gadget I guess they're talking about here, a knee bracelet that can help leg and foot pain. I guess it sits below the knee. At a touch of a button, it sends these little electrical currents, muscle stem kind of, into the leg. The pulses distract the nerves that send pain signals to the brain, therefore alleviating discomfort. So that's pretty cool. There's all this cool stuff. Then they have iron that's been found to help lung patients breathe. They think that people with COPD or emphysema, which we see with people who are chronic smokers, yeah, if they get an IV drip of iron, they seem to have improved breathing and increased energy. So I don't know much about dripping iron, you know, into your bloodstream, and if there could be other issues with that. But apparently this is another thing they're studying in Europe. And then they're looking at bacteria that could tackle infection, where they actually could use a, let me read this to you, okay? The bacteria make this kind of sticky layer called a biofilm, right, when they infect humans. And what they do is they make this biofilm. It's kind of like a shield so that our defenses can't kill. Okay? Now, we usually see this in urinary tract infections, ear infections, etc. But they found that if you keep knocking out that biofilm, okay, the bugs could divide rapidly, spread, swarm. But the biofilm, from what we understand by these researchers, is more important than the bacteria dividing themselves. So what they want to do is they want to make your bacteria swarm, mess up the biofilm so that we could get to it with our antibiotics. Very smart, because we're having a huge problem when it comes to how to tackle these bacteria that our antibiotics are just not even touching, because these bugs are resistant to it. So if you could do a divide and conquer type of thing, I always think of that movie Troy, where Achilles, you know, Brad Pitt and his myrmidons come onto the beach and they line their shields up and they start to move with their shields. So it's like one big, huge shield. Right. That's how I look at this biofilm. You break up the biofilm, it doesn't matter if you have more people running around the place, it's easier to get to. Make sense? All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summerfest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So apparently our fireproofing used on our furniture and TVs could actually be making our men infertile, possibly even messing with our lady parts. Apparently, they say these brominated flame retardants that are used on multiple circuit boards and furniture, etc., I guess TBBPA is one of the most widely used, can mimic the female hormone estrogen. If so, it could then mess with what I guess our bodies are trying to do and then disrupt the endocrine system. Messing up the endocrine system, which regulates our hormones, could therefore cause a variety of disruptions, including that of fertility. So scientists used an electronic 3D modeling technique to look at the chemical at the atomic level. Okay? Dr. Linda Birnbaum and her team focused their attention on the most common one used, I guess, the TBBPA. And the TBBPA, I guess, has been shown to cause tumors in rats and mice, etc. In Europe, they're watching this closely. In America, I'm not sure if this is the exact one they use. I'm not too sure about what are on these. But anyway, they say that the ability of flame retardants to bind to and inhibit an enzyme that metabolizes estrogen, called estrogen sulfotransferase, could result in the body having too much estrogen. Using their techniques and their crystallography and all that other stuff, they were able to understand and see this happen. Now, I particularly like flame retardants. I'm much more worried about a fire in my house than I am about, you know, my estrogen rising a little bit. But it's something to think about, okay? Now, I don't know how you get this chemical in you from the TV. I know some of us lick our TV sets, depending on if Brad Pitt or whoever is on there. I wouldn't recommend that. Do not lick your TV set. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In more, I guess, European news, a man ordered a prostitute to come to the house, or bought one, ordered one, rented one, and he called 911, his equivalent of 911, because the woman he met was ugly. The caller claimed that the woman had made out she was better looking than she actually was, and he wished to report her for breaching the sales of goods act. When he raised the issue with the woman concerned, she allegedly took his car keys, ran away from the car, and then I guess threw the keys back at him. He prompted the police, told them she was ugly. All right. Now, I don't know about sales of good acts and what we have as the America equivalent, but my guess is if you call the police saying you hired a prostitute, doesn't that put you in jail in and of itself? Doesn't it? Okay. So, I would probably venture to say the police are not going to really help you on this one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In more news, I apologize, I'm having some trouble here with my computer. Penn State has agreed to pay millions of compensation to 25 victims of Jerry Sandusky. Now, 31 people have accused the former Penn State football coach of sexually assaulting them. Sandusky was found guilty last year of 45 counts of child sex abuse, is serving what appears to be life sentence in prison. But 25 men who claimed they were abused by former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky is going to be receiving compensation. The university's lawyer revealed that 25 lawsuits have been settled out of the 31 that were filed against the former school's assistant coach. Football coach. Among the victims to receive the settlement was his adopted son, Matt Sandusky, who I thought is actually going to start changing his name. Matt Sandusky had been expected to be a defense witness for his father until the trial, when he told investigators he was abused as well. And yeah, so he's currently undergoing legal name change for him and his family. Now, you know, when you see this, okay, you're shocked that something like this could have gone on for so long. Some of you think absolutely Penn State is responsible. Some of you are like, why is Penn State paying for this? Most of the people that were involved in this aren't even there anymore. What it comes down to is if you take over a company, or you take over a brand, or I guess a university in this case, and a stigma comes out, you being the current owner are going to have to make good. I mean, especially in the public eye. That's what's so frustrating. Okay, I don't know who the board of trustees are, or who the university owner was, and if it's been the same or if it's changed hands. But if your administrators screwed up, you're responsible. Just like if you run a company and your CEO or your management team screws up, you're responsible. And I don't know who owns Penn State. I don't know who these people are. I don't know. And, you know, my guess is they have plenty of money or whatever. And it does kind of stink if you had nothing to do with this, for you to have to be the one to pay out for what Jerry Sandusky did. It does. It does stink. But I don't see how they can't be involved. Many people say, you know, look, if somebody gets sued, it's just going to be on them. That's not the way it works. When somebody sues or files grievances or whatever, they're going to want to go for as far as they can money-wise. They have victims. And if Jerry Sandusky doesn't have money to pay the victims, they're going to go to the next place. All right? And that's just what happens. I mean, it's just one of those things where you're like, you know, it's so hard to be responsible for everybody there. I mean, it is extremely hard. Now, one thing that maybe Penn State could do in the future to protect themselves, or any current college or university could do, is immediately institute, if they haven't already, a sort of sex abuse, harassment type of hotline program intervention, where if they, you know, because the big thing with Penn State is they did nothing. Okay, they knew about it, they did nothing. That's what was being presented to us in the media. They knew about this, did nothing. That's some scary stuff. And if that really happened, you know, now Joe Paterno, he died, so you couldn't, you can't, you know, seek his story out. But from what we understand, Sandusky was caught. The assistant to the coach told Paterno, then I'm not sure what happened from there. Meanwhile, this finally comes out years later. So, you know, if you currently have any sort of a business that you own, manage, whatever, you need to immediately, if you don't already have it, show that you are on your students, your patients, your customers, your employees' side, and immediately institute a program that allows them to get help or seek help anonymously, et cetera. Not a lot of people would use it, unfortunately, because they still may feel like their job could be, you know, at risk. But allow people the opportunity to complain, to be able to go up the ladder, up the chain of command. Okay? You know, what was so crazy about this is whenever you see a case like we saw with Sandusky, et cetera, you look back and you go, well, how would I have done it differently? So when McQuarrie had found Sandusky sodomizing a boy in the shower and went to Joe Paterno, okay, people say McQuarrie should have gone to the police. Now, a lot of people don't know what the hell to do. They think that they're supposed to go up the chain of command, and then the chain of command handles the police, handles the litigate, handles all that. I don't know whatever happened to McQuarrie, if he got in trouble for not going to the police or not, I don't know. But this is where we need to teach everybody, okay? You know, this is where there has to be some sort of seminar, some sort of tutorial for people. Because McQuarrie going to Joe Paterno and then nothing happening, all right, that looked worse than somebody seeing something and going to the police. But then, in all honesty, if McQuarrie was just a college student at the time, scared to death of you know, what could happen to him or what Sandusky could do to him, you see the logic of him going up the chain of command, going, look, I saw this, I don't know what to do. And if the chain of command says, look, I'll take it from here, how could McQuarrie be in trouble? You see what I mean? Now, we're all taught he is in trouble because he should have gone to the police because this kid was a minor. And now we know, okay, you go to the police. Even though for me, I mean, trained us really well in medical school. Anything that has to do with a minor, you just go straight to the police. You don't go up the chain of command. Go right to the police. And we do. But a lot of people don't know that. They aren't trained. They don't know that. All right? And so here's Penn State paying out millions. And, what could they have done differently? They could have made sure there was a program instituted such that if stuff like this was happening on their campus, that they could, or if one of their employees was doing something such as this. The problem is, I mean, if they were never told, you know, what do you do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, we're going to be talking about the retiring doctors more and more, and we have some huge issues we're going to be seeing with healthcare. We have BMI possibly not being the best measure for healthy body weight. We may have to change that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy coming up bottom half of the hour. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I remember when the spork came out, the spoon fork that came out in the 80s? Well, they have actually, and it's been out for a while, called a nork. And the nork combines the prongs of a fork and the sharp edge of a knife. Now, from what we understand, the knife part is designed so that you don't cut yourself while you are eating with the fork part. But basically, you know how you take a fork and you slice it into a piece of cake? The fork is supposed to be in that same motion, be able to be sharp enough to actually slice some steak. I'm looking at a piece of steak. It actually looks really, really good. So the device has four prongs like a fork, sharp edge of a knife made out of stainless steel. It actually looks pretty good. I mean, it looks good. My only problem is again, kids may not realize that the side could be sharp. All right. But it's kind of like where you just, how you take a piece of cake with your fork, slice it down. That's exactly how it would do. It could cut up pizza, cut up steak, etc. And it's a very pretty looking thing. I posted it on my Facebook. I think it's like, $15 for a fork. I don't know. I mean, it is. It's cool looking, etc. For me, I really don't mind using the fork and the knife. I think you get a little bit more exercise when you try to eat your meat. But for many people, they really need that I guess, that break. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, when we talk about weight, okay, many people got confused by this whole body mass index. This body mass index, okay, because people like numbers. They wanted to know if their weight fell under a certain, category. I'm half sneezing, half burping. It's really hard to do. And many people kind of bucked it. They're like, well, wait a second. You're telling me that my body mass index, okay, being 28 means I'm overweight. And if I was over 30, I'd be obese. Yet here I am in the best shape I've ever been, et cetera. You know, people just didn't buy it. They didn't like it. Well, finally, some researchers said, you want to know what? We know the BMI isn't accurate. Again, somebody with some cojones, Dr. Rexford Aima, a medical professor at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, co-author of the editorial. Basically, the BMI is supposed to be your weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters squared. So if your BMI is under 25, it's normal. If it's between 25 and 30, you're overweight. If your BMI is over 30, you're obese. But what people don't understand is sometimes you could be a bigger boned person. A girl who has a size 5 foot versus a woman who has a size 10 foot, okay, the BMI, it doesn't account for that. And people have different body shapes, etc. You have men, and I have a lot of male patients. If they got themselves down to 215, 220, with all their muscle and their build, they would be skeletons, right? Okay? You know, because they are, that would be the leanest they could be. They'd be still considered, based on their height and weight, morbidly obese. So, you know, hopefully they're going to change it. But one thing that was very, very interesting is they came out with a study that maybe what we need to do is have people look at their weight as maintaining as opposed to losing. For example, there's been a lot of talk, should we have doctors write prescriptions saying you need to lose weight? Should we do this teeth thing where doctors can tell if you're eating or not, whatever. Okay, but they're looking at maybe the psychology behind getting people to lose weight is maybe you need to not tell them that they're too fat, they need to lose weight, but to try to keep your weight where it is now and don't go above. Now, I think the reason why they have found this is they did a study and they found that women did better if they were given those smaller type of goals. So, for example, okay, if you're, let's say, 130 pounds, okay, and the doctor says, I do not want you going 140. If you do, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. That's a lot easier than telling that 130 pounds to get down to 110, okay? Now, what they did is they looked at 200 mildly obese, young, middle-aged black residents of North Carolina, half of whom participated in a year-long food counseling and exercise program designed to maintain their body's current body shape, etc. Although most of the women given standard weight loss counseling did continue to gain weight over 18 months, those given maintenance counseling were much more likely to stabilize their weight. They say, according to this study from Gary Bennett, director of Duke University's Obesity Prevention Program in Durham, North Carolina, says black American women have some of the highest rates of obesity in the world. Frankly, 80% are overweight, which means that overweight has become the norm. He also says federal guidelines recommend that our primary care physicians encourage all overweight patients to lose weight. But he says black women may not necessarily want to lose weight, perhaps because they are less likely to value thinness as a cultural norm and have few social pressures to do so. What is clear, he says, is that we consistently see that black women do not do well when we try to deliver weight loss treatment. Now, you can extrapolate this to all women in terms of the baby steps. Telling somebody they need to lose weight can be taken a variety of ways. And many of us women will say, okay, wait a second, doctor thinks I'm fat. You get depressed and you say, to hell with this. Because what do a lot of us women do when we're depressed? Yeah, okay, we eat. Now, some of us say, oh, to hell with this, I'm going to lose weight. I want to feel good about myself. But if you notice, we've been doing something very similar to this all along. When we either do Weight Watchers or we go on diets or whatever, is we look for that little bit of encouragement by somebody saying, you're looking like you're losing weight. When you say that to somebody, you're looking like you're losing weight, 90% of the time, that makes them feel better. And it gives them the boost. Now, 10% of the time, they go, oh, you know what? It looks like it worked. I don't have to watch what I eat anymore. And then, unfortunately, they gain it all back. But that little bit of encouragement. So then the next, so then, the opposite side of the spectrum then is, okay, you're of this weight. I don't want you gaining anymore. So we're going to stop, you know, okay, what you're doing, we could live with, we could work with. Okay, but I want to gain more from this. And yeah, I don't know if most doctors are going to love this one because we really want to get people down in weight. But sometimes the whole baby step thing, okay? Like, for example, I don't tell people to lose a pound a week. That's not very realistic. It's very hard to get a person to lose 52 pounds a year, okay? Dropping 50 pounds in a year is kind of tough to do. It's kind of a little bit too fast. So sometimes what I like to do is I like to say, okay, all right, by the time school starts, which I couldn't do now because school started, by the time school starts, I want you to have lost 5 pounds, okay? Do it as healthy as you can, but lose 5 pounds. Let's just try that. 5 pounds. That's all you have to lose. Extra couple hundred calories burning a day with exercise. Maybe cut some alcohol, cut some soda. I want to see you drop 5 pounds in the next couple weeks. Something like that is a lot more doable than you got to lose weight, your blood pressure's high, or you have a high glycemic index, you're having insulin resistance, you have syndrome X. According to the studies, you're more at risk for breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, you need to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. No, that doesn't work. Say, all right, your homework is 5 pounds weight loss in the next couple weeks. I think that's brilliant. Brilliant. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing that I was talking about was pretty brilliant is we've been talking about maybe using that CA-125 to screen for ovarian cancer in people, and we've never been allowed to do it. Finally, some researchers at the Cojones to come up and say, you want to know what? Get the baseline CA-125 for some women. Then check it. If it goes up, you may be able to catch ovarian cancer sooner than waiting till somebody has symptoms. Thank you. Somebody had the guts to kind of come up with that. And it makes perfect sense. We run PSAs to check our men, right? What about checking our women? You have a biomarker that goes up and down depending on if you have ovarian cancer, but no, it costs money. Obamacare may not want us to use it, etc. But look, we need to catch things early and do it inexpensively. And I'm sick and tired of hearing people not being able to get screened for ovarian cancer until they finally have a problem. Bloating, weight loss, abdominal pain, pelvic pain. It's ridiculous. So, anyway, the CA-125 is a test, a tumor marker we use when we think you're more at risk for ovarian cancer, when we're treating you to have ovarian cancer. Finally, some researchers said maybe let's look at it as a screen. It's about flipping time. All right, guys, can't wait to talk. Oh, wait a second. No, don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Coming right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
And then if we do the building sale, then what we need to do is have in the contract that they cannot interfere with any filming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the latest statistics is 10,000 baby boomers are going to retire every day for the next 19 years. 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day for the next 19 years. That means by next week, this time, 70,000 people will have retired, right? In a month, 300,000 people will have retired. So this is a pretty alarming statistic. Now, we already know the ramifications of this, right? Government was never prepared with Medicare, with Social Security, mishandled the funds. I mean, they don't know how to do anything right, you know. But one thing we need to realize is in this 10,000 a day retirement push, doctors are a part of it. So they're saying a lot of your baby boomer doctors are not going to be out there because they are retiring. Many people even looking at early retirement. I don't see how I could even early retire because you just don't have any pensions or anything you could live on. So I won't be early retiring anytime soon. But as you guys are losing doctors within this 10,000 a day who are retiring, this could become extremely scary. Dr. Jeff King, president of the American Academy of Family Physicians, says we have an increasing population. We have more Americans that are getting older that need more health care. And with the 30 million Americans that are newly insured with the Affordable Health Care Act, more people are looking for primary care. I still don't understand why 30 million Americans are supposed to all of a sudden have insurance. I still don't get that because I don't know what's happening with the exchanges. I don't know if people are still buying the insurance. But I've just seen, I think that number, 30 million Americans without insurance, have gone up since Obamacare passed. And most of my patients don't have insurance, so I'm still confused. And then you have the medical schools predicting a huge shortage of more than 90,000 physicians by 2020, and another shortage, the shortage rises to 130,000 physicians by 2025. Kane also notes that almost a third of family doctors in rural America are thinking about retiring in the next 5 years. I'm going to tell you right now, I think most doctors are thinking about being somewhere else in 5 years. It is a real shame. It is scary stuff. Now, what happens? Okay. Well, the healthcare law set aside $900 million in scholarships for primary care workers and $230 million to increase medical residencies, nurses, physician assistants, but a lot of that money would be going to the nursing schools. That's great. I love nurses. We need new nurses. We keep talking about the doctor shortage. We have a huge nursing shortage here in the States. Luckily, we're able to import nurses from other countries. But, you know, we have a lot of nursing jobs available in the state, even with the recession. Okay? They're hoping that this Obamacare money would create 1,700 new primary care workers by 2015. Some analysts say that's not enough. Some of us are like, are they really going to attract those people? Many people right now that are going into medicine, I think, are so sick and tired of hearing the stories of the lawsuits and how crappy primary care doctors are treated that many of them are thinking, you know what, I better become a specialist. The other thing that I think is scaring a lot of medical students is this push to have non-doctors do the primary care. So doctors are not going to want to compete with nurses, nurse practitioners, midwives, etc. For example, we're talking about the California State Senate bill that was passed and needs to be approved after amendments are ratified by the governor, Jerry Brown, where nurse midwives, nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs will be able to perform abortions in California under 12 weeks abortions. So when you have a medical student saying, oh, great, great, there may be funding for my medical school, some of them will jump on that. But others are going to say, well, wait a second. Okay? You know, we're in debt anyway. And I want to ensure, even after I do my 2 or 3 year stint to qualify, whatever, I'm going to have a job later. And if a doctor is going to be competing with a nurse or nurse practitioner, some of you will say, well, you can't compete. The doctor has more experience. The doctor will hold their place in the market. No, they may not. Especially if the market turns into a public option type of government-run healthcare system. Then you are not going to have the competition where a doctor opens up on one side of the street, the nurse practitioner opens up on the other. Now, I've had nurse practitioners, I've had PAs in my office. They're phenomenal. Yeah, I oversee a lot. I have to give them a lot of advice, a lot of supervision, but they're damn good. They could do a good job. Autonomously, can they handle patients independently? They can. I don't know if they're ready for it, some of them, but some of them can. So you have a new medical student wanting, you know, starting to go into medical school. There is a lot of strikes against them going into primary care. Now, the ones who would do that, like me, didn't really care about the money. I wanted to be, you know, financially secure, and I wanted to be able to help support my parents if I had to, which, thank God, I have been able to, right? But what I didn't mind knowing that primary care made the least amount of all the doctors. So hopefully you'll still have a huge population of people wanting to become doctors, that they just want to help people. Just like people going into the Peace Corps, Red Cross, etc. I just want to help people. Let me help people. Whatever I have to make, I have to make. Okay? I could just work for somebody. I don't have to own a business. And they do pretty well. Okay? And you could do fairly well. Okay? You're not going to be rich, but most of us didn't go into this to be rich. But then you have other people going, well, wait a second. I really like what Uncle Bob does. I really like being able to donate to the church you know, and buy prayer books, maybe have my kids go on the school trip to Washington because I have the extra money, being able to support a house for my mother so she doesn't have to live with us. And some of these people are like, wait a second, I'm going to need to make a little bit above average. I'm going to have to for what I want to do. And those people are going to say, to heck with this, there's no way I'm going to go into primary care. And that's some scary stuff because there's not the financial incentive, and now there's going to be huge competition with non-doctors. So as we're seeing these thousands upon thousands of people that are retiring each day, remember that your doctor could be doing that too. You may want to have the conversation with your doctor now. Go and look. Okay, I see the gray hair. I have no idea how old you are, but I'm hearing a lot of doctors are retiring in the next 5 years. I won't tell anybody, but do you think that may happen with you? And then who would you recommend I see? Can we have a plan, but just don't send me to somebody who's going to retire also? All right. Now, I've already told you guys, one of the best places to find doctors that probably aren't going anywhere are your doctors that just graduated. All right. These guys, they take Medicare. Because that's the other thing. You may have a doctor that just doesn't take Medicare. So great, the doctor's there, but they just aren't taking the Medicare. So usually your students that get out of the medical school and get out of the residency training programs, they're already Medicare credentialed, so they're going to stick with Medicare, most of them. Okay? Or your geriatrician, patients that take care of people over the age of 65, they usually take Medicare. So that's sometimes a really good place to find doctors or recent graduates. Okay? Many people graduate medical school, they're in their 30s, still a good age, they're too young, okay? They aren't about to retire. Right? They're probably still going to hold out for another 10, 15, 20 years. So it's, you know, and again, if you have issues, write me. I'd like to be able to help if I can. Whew, I am sorry, man. It's like I haven't been able to burp. So you know when you try to hold it in, right, so you don't burp, and then it just keeps on wanting to come out later? That's what's happening. So I apologize. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. 1-877-DLC-DALI. How can Dolly get her burp going on? But anyway, you know, I don't want to talk about negative things when it comes to the future with healthcare, but unfortunately it is. It's extremely negative. I wish there was more positive that I could report to you. But don't look at it as me complaining about the negative. It's me having you guys prep and be prepared. And we can never be too prepared. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe out there. God bless.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.